What is up, guys? It is episode 2 of Galaxy of Podcasts. In this episode, we will be reviewing the Thrawn trilogy from Legends. And I really like this series. It shows what people call the true Thrawn. Thrawn did appear in Star Wars Rebels, but he was nerfed. Not as cool as he is in this series. So in the first book, Star Wars Heir to the Empire by Timothy Zahn, once you start reading it, you're already going to be laughing. Captain Palion, second in command to Thrawn, is already yelling at someone, saying that this is an Imperial Star Destroyer, not a cattle market, because the guy shouted the information at him. Another good part in the book is Luke going back to Dagobah. As we saw in Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, the planet Dagobah is a very swampy place, and he returns to it in this book to hopefully connect with Yoda. Well, he went back to the cave. A cave where he fought Darth Vader and where he beat Darth Vader. And then Vader's mask blows up and it reveals Luke's face. Yeah, he returned to that cave. And he had another vision. A vision of Jabba's palace. Why would he be visualizing Jabba's palace? Well, apparently, in Legends, there was another person in Jabba's palace, a new dancer. That dancer's name was Mara Jade. Emperor's Hand, the Emperor's personal assassin. Well, Luke saw what would happen if Mara was there. And that would be, he wouldn't survive. And that moment where R2 launches that lightsaber, Mara caught it. So that would have gone badly for Luke Skywalker. Now it also introduces another major character for the series. Jedi Master Jarrus Cobath. But it is actually not the Jedi Master Cobath. It is a clone of Jedi Master Cobath. A mentally unstable clone on the planet Wayland. Well, Thrawn, being the genius he is, goes to Wayland to find a dark Jedi, not a Jedi Master. And he also finds the Emperor's storehouse, Mount Tannis. Now in that was something called a Sparty Cylinder. And what a Sparty Cylinder is, it's a cloning device. Already linked up what that was. He's gonna clone some people for his army, which comes helpful later. And it introduces a smuggler named Carde, who has a personal assistant, his right-hand person, second in command to the great smuggling job that Carde has, and her name is Mara Jade. So why would Mara Jade go from being top personal assassin to being a smuggler secondhand? Well, that answer is Return of the Jedi. The Emperor's dead. She has no more purpose in serving him because he's dead. Well, Carde gets contacted by Thrawn. And this is one of my favorite things about this book, is that Thrawn found a creature on this obsolete planet, very unknown, well hidden, where Carde had his base. And if there was a creature that would actually create this bubble 10 meters in diameter, and that bubble would be a place where the Force did not exist. It just wasn't there. Any Jedi or Sith could not use their Jedi skills or powers in that bubble. Perfect defense. And so what Thrawn started doing is harvesting those creatures. Genius. Well, Thrawn is going to make a deal with Kobath to bring him Jedi to train. Well, at this time, there are only one known Jedi and one partial Jedi. That'd be Luke Skywalker and his sister, Leia Organa Solo, who, in fact, is now pregnant with twins. Jedi twins. Well, Kobath is wanting to meet this Skywalker very urgently, so Thrawn devises a plan. This is pure genius on Thrawn's part. He starts a rumor that there is a master on the planet Jormak. And Luke Skywalker catches wind of this rumor that a Jedi Master is on this planet. So, the first thing that comes to Luke's head, let's go visit Jormak. That is the first book, Heir to the Empire. The second book, Dark Force Rising. More than one dark force, I might say. The Empire is growing quite substantially with Thrawn being in charge. Well, Luke decides to do a little gathering before going to this planet, and he looks up Kobath on the files on Coruscant. Of course, they are Imperial files. The New Republic hasn't been really established at this point. They're still quite in shambles, going from the rebellion to the New Republic, trying to build their fleet up. But of course, nothing goes smoothly for this ex-rebellion. There is this Bothan counselor. Yes, one of them survived. And this Bothan has accused Admiral Ackbar, war hero, of treason. It's treason then. So, Admiral Ackbar is in jail now, can't do anything to help out this New Republic. And there's hard evidence against him. Almost as if someone were planting it there. Quite genius. Well, Thrawn sends some assassins after Leia and Luke. In the Star Wars Rebels series, there is an assassin called Rook, personal to Grand Admiral Thrawn. Well, Rook is part of the Nogri species, which is under the control of the Empire. So, naturally, Thrawn has his own army of skilled assassins. Well, sending them after Leia was a bad idea. The Nogri were damaged. Their planet was during the Clone Wars. And there was two people to help them. The Emperor, Darth Sidious, and his apprentice, Darth Vader. So, of course, they hold those two to a high standard for saving them. And what do you think happens when they find out Leia Organa is daughter to Lord Vader? They aren't gonna just say, oh, we're gonna kill her anyways. No, the savior of their world has a daughter and a son. They will respect and honor them. So now Leia has her own personal assassin army that turned on Thrawn very quickly. Well, with Luke Skywalker not arriving to Jormak for a while, Kobath decides to take a visit on the Chimera, Grand Admiral Thrawn's personal Star Destroyer. And what he does is he takes control of the crew. Thrawn knew what would happen, of course. And Thrawn played it cool. He knew that Kobath was an unstable clone, therefore couldn't hold the concentration for very long. So he waited until he got tired. Kobath at this moment will declare himself emperor of this new empire, Thrawn not giving any argument out loud. Will devise something new to help his campaign against this new republic using Kobath. Cloaked ships are invisible to the eye and to scanners. So, to keep them cloaked, they cannot send transmissions between command and the ship. It's hard to keep track of where they are. Well, using the Force, you can sense if they're there. Grand Admiral Thrawn had some cloaked ships and a target that had a planetary shield. All he had to do was send some cloaked ships in before the shield was up, place them perfectly in the position, and then attack. And everything fell right into place as he thought. Well, after that, Luke Skywalker will meet this Jedi Master. But he was expecting something like Yoda. When he first met Yoda, he was expecting someone like Cobeth. When he was meeting Cobeth, he expected to meet someone like Yoda. Jedi fool. Well, Cobeth tries to turn him to the dark side. Not a very good Jedi Master. Which obviously fails. Luke Skywalker being one of the best Jedi Knights leaves Jormak. And that leads into the third book, titled The Last Command. This book, Rogue Squadron, is back. And they're trying to gather resources and keeping transport ships alive. They're trying to be escorts. Now they're X-Wing fighters and not escort ships. And A-Wings don't make good escort ships either. And of course, Grand Admiral Thrawn knew that and took a couple transport ships out. Well, the Imperials are getting an awful lot of knowledge about what the New Republic is planning before they actually do it. And that comes from a key component called Delta Source. What is Delta Source? Well, it took them a while to find. It was placed in the Imperial Palace on Coruscant, which houses the New Republic senators and counselors. Well, they found Delta Source to be a tree placed there by the Emperor himself. An organic microphone. Well, they unrooted this tree as quickly as possible once Leia found out. So that takes out a major advantage for Thrawn. Well, Mara is helping the New Republic now, along with Carde and some smugglers, against Thrawn. But Mara is the only one who knows the location of Wayland. So, her and the Jedi Knight Luke Skywalker, along with Han Solo, Chewbacca, the two droids R2-D2 and C-3PO, as well as Lando Calrissian, take flight off to Wayland to try and destroy the cloning facility. Well, the New Republic has its own problems, mainly cloaked asteroids that Thrawn put in Coruscant's orbit. The only way to find and put a stop to these is something that only the Empire has, which causes a problem for the New Republic. How are they supposed to clear out these Star Destroyers without the help of this device? Well, the Rebellion, well, New Republic, plans on raiding an Imperial base. Two, technically. One as a diversion and one actual one. The actual one being an Imperial Star Destroyer construction yard. A bold move, which the rebellion figured would be too bold to even consider. While Thrawn was studying some art of Mon Calamari and figured it out. So, these books I highly, highly recommend reading. Not only are they excellent stories, but the cover art is absolutely amazing. My favorite out of the three being The Last Command with Grand Admiral Thrawn standing amidst a battle out in space. Amazing books, all by Timothy Zahn. And some final thanks to Anchor for the amazing podcasting browser that they are, and for Logo Maker for allowing me to make this awesome logo. Thank you, and I hope to see you in the next episode.